Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Was Jesus born in Bethlehem or at Jerusalem? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today to discuss this question is my colleague, Eric Johnson. This has been a controversy in the Mormon Church. Well, I should say it's a controversy really specifically dealing with the Book of Mormon. Now, before we get into this, we want to just say, we at MRM do not believe the Book of Mormon was the result of ancient gold plates. We don't believe it's ancient scripture. We don't believe it was translated by the gift and power of God. We believe, for the most part, you could say that the Book of Mormon is a 19th century novel, and not even a very good one at that. But still, it is a book that Mormons do believe is scripture. They believe that it was translated by the gift and power of God. And we have to assume that if it's a book that talks about real people, real history, that it has to be somewhat accurate when it comes to that history. There's a controversial passage in the Book of Mormon that's found in the Book of Alma. It's Alma 7:10.
It says, "And behold, he shall be born of Mary at Jerusalem, which is the land of our forefathers, she being a virgin, a precious and chosen vessel, who shall be overshadowed and conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost, and bring forth a son, yea, even the Son of God."
Now, why would it say that? Why would it say that Jesus will be born of Mary at Jerusalem? Now, if you were to listen to Mormon apologists, and by all means, I would hope you would go to the Neil Maxwell Institute or go to the videos that the Farms Group, now known as the Maxwell Institute, have posted. They have a video on here showing Dr. Daniel Peterson, who's arguing against some of the criticisms that we're going to raise in this next broadcast.
Yeah, and specifically, the videos are on fairlds.org. And so you can go on there and just type in Alma 7:10, and you can actually go and watch this two-minute video.
We want you to go to it. Please go to it. And you're going to notice something. There's Dr. Peterson defending this position. And there's another gentleman that's in the video, Kerry Schertz, which I was surprised to see Kerry Schertz there, because Kerry Schertz is no longer a Mormon. He's not even a believer in anything anymore. It sounds like he's gone and drifted off into agnosticism. But he is still featured in here defending the Book of Mormon position. I would be curious to know what his position is on it now that he's outside of the LDS Church. But we're encouraging you to do that. We've got nothing to hide here. But we're going to present some evidence that I think has been overlooked by the people at the Neil Maxwell Institute. And what you're not going to hear in response on the video regarding Alma 7:10.
We're going to put an article on our front page of MRM this week. You can actually access it. And we're going to go ahead and link the Fair LDS video. Let's go ahead and link that. So all you have to do is go onto our website, go under mrm.org. It's going to be /Jerusalem, and we'll have a link there going straight to that. So you can watch that to be able to familiarize yourself with their argument.
Now, we should also mention that a lot of what we're going to be saying comes from those articles. This is not new stuff. These articles have been posted for several years now. In fact, when the people at Farms at that time critique something that we did a long time ago on this very issue, we were actually being taunted by one of their guys, who, by the way, is featured in that video, saying, "Where's your response? Where's your response?" And I didn't respond right away. I had other things to do. And when we finally did respond, we heard nothing. We heard nothing at all from any of these apologists. And amazing, they're still using a lot of these bad arguments to try to defend the Alma 7:10 position by using phrases that aren't even found, or using a phrase, I should say, that is not even found in Alma 7:10. And that's what we want to talk about. First of all, let's explain here. When Joseph Smith implies that Jesus will be born of Mary at Jerusalem, I would say, I think, that's just a slip of the pen. Now, we've talked about this many times, mm-hmm. Eric, that if you were to ask most people about Israel, if there's any one city that they know about Israel, it's probably going to be Jerusalem. Sure. That's a prominent city. It's not that Joseph Smith probably did not know about Bethlehem. I'm sure he did. But I look at this as merely being a slip of the pen. I've said that for many years. And because it's a slip of the pen, I would say it's not that big of a deal. I wouldn't even make so much of this if it wasn't for the fact that Mormon apologists have made a huge deal out of this. Why? I think they realize that if, in fact, the Book of Mormon is trying to imply that Jesus was born in the city of Jerusalem, they recognize that this is a huge mistake.
Yep.
A huge mistake. We would have to assume, first of all, that if that's what it's implying, that it can't be that the word Jerusalem is wrong, that it should have said Bethlehem in the first place. Because remember how Joseph Smith allegedly translated the plates. He's looking at a magic rock and a hat, and he's reading these characters off of the rock to the scribe, and the scribe must read it back, and once it's correct, it goes on to the next set of characters. So we have to assume that the phrase, at Jerusalem, was on the rock that Joseph Smith was reading. Now, Mormon apologists look at this as a feather in the cap. Oh, this proves that Joseph Smith was a prophet because he's using a phrase that was not very well known. And they say that the phrase was the land of Jerusalem. The problem, folks, is Alma 7:10 doesn't use the phrase the land of Jerusalem. And yet that seems to be where these guys always want to go argue. Look at the phrase land of Jerusalem, land of Jerusalem. It's not in Alma 7:10. That's the problem. So they're arguing for something that's not even in the text, and it's not even something that we're really even raising. They are raising this issue. Why, I don't know. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, since that is not a phrase that's used in Alma 7:10.
One of the issues that seems to be brought up, I think, foremost, is this idea that it would be silly to think that Joseph Smith made this error. This is what Daniel Peterson, BYU professor, said. He pointed out the quote-unquote absurdity of this argument, but when he says this, to suggest that Joseph Smith knew the precise location of Jesus' baptism by John, but hadn't a clue about the famous town of Christ's birth is so improbable as to be ludicrous. Do the skeptics seriously mean to suggest that the Book of Mormon's Bible-drenched author or authors missed one of the most obvious facts about the most popular story in the Bible, something known to every child and Christmas caroler? Do they intend to say that a clever fraud who could write a book displaying so wide an array of subtly authentic Near Eastern and biblical cultural and literary traits as the Book of Mormon does was nonetheless so stupid as to claim before a Bible reading public that Jesus was born in the city of Jerusalem? As one anti-Mormon author has pointed out, every schoolboy and schoolgirl knows Christ was born in Bethlehem. Exactly. It is virtually certain, therefore, that Alma 7:10 was foreign to Joseph Smith's preconceptions. The land of Jerusalem is not the sort of thing the prophet would likely have invented, precisely for the same reason it bothers uninformed critics of the Book of Mormon.
Uninformed critics. Well, first of all, let me just answer Dr. Peterson's questions. No, that's not what we're saying. We're not saying that Joseph Smith was that stupid. It was a simple mistake. That's my opinion. I'm admitting that. That's our opinion. It was a simple mistake. Is Peterson correct in thinking that no one could make such a mistake like that? There's where we have a problem.
Yeah.
Because when we look at even a manual that was produced by the LDS Church, there was a committee within the LDS Church to put together this manual called Gospel Lessons for the Lamanite People. If you look at that, it says in the manual, Gospel Lessons for the Lamanite People. This came out in 1966. If you want to see a copy of it, they have one at the Harold B. Lee Library down in Provo at BYU. Gospel Lessons for the Lamanite People. It reads on page 2 of lesson 5. This is what it says, folks. Nephi lived in America at the time Jesus was born across the ocean in Jerusalem.
Now, they couldn't be so, as Dr. Peterson
could they
says,
be
but
so
it's stupid.
So stupid as to do that.
It's a common mistake. If you go out on the streets of anywhere, I don't care if it's Salt Lake City or Los Angeles, and you ask people, where was Jesus born? I am going to guarantee at least 20 to 30% are going to say Jerusalem. Bethlehem certainly is in the hymn. It's certainly thought of by many biblically literate people, but for many who are not literate in the things of the Bible, they're going to make that common mistake as a committee from the church did back in the 1960s.
But let it be known, folks, we at MRM, we don't think Joseph Smith was stupid in saying that. We're not saying that at all.
It was a mistake.
So that argument that is being raised really is irrelevant to what we are trying to bring out here. Could that mistake be made? Of course. We just saw it in a church manual that was published back in 1966. Let me show you another one. In their commentary on the Book of Mormon, Volume 3, page 133, George Reynolds and John Jean, or J-A-N-N-E, I'm probably butchering his name.
Yeah.
It was Sodal, I think is how he pronounced it. This is what they say. Alma's prophecy is a grand supplement of Benjamin's prediction. Both prophets testified that the Lord, Israel's Messiah, at no far distant time would come to redeem his people. Their prophecies were fulfilled not long after when Jesus, the Son of God, was born in Jerusalem, the land of our forefathers. Do you see what happened here, folks? They didn't say was born at Jerusalem, the land of our forefathers, which would have been much closer to Alma 7:10. It says in Jerusalem.
Which is a complete contradiction between Micah 5:2 and what it says in Matthew of where Jesus was born. He was not born in Jerusalem.
No, it was a simple mistake. And we understand that to be a simple mistake. Right. I would not say that these two commentators were so stupid as to make that statement.
It's an error.
It's an error.
We all make them.
We're not making the big issue out of this. Mormon apologists have made the big issue out of this. They have to, because they have to somehow defend Joseph Smith's calling as a prophet and, of course, the authenticity of the Book of Mormon.
And you made a great point at the beginning of the show that Joseph Smith supposedly received this, you know, word for word. And so this is, I think, a bigger issue than we really want to make it, but I think we should make it since they are so adamant on defending this mistake.
We're basically saying that if LDS apologists want to reject the notion that, let's say, Reynolds and Sodal made a mistake, we would hope that they would at least be honest enough to concede that the phrase land of our forefathers or born at Jerusalem is a direct reference to the city of Jerusalem. And we're going to make that case in the coming days.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. If the LDS Church is not true, which church is? Didn't the Bible predict the apostasy of the Christian faith? These and 34 other questions often posed by Latter-day Saints are addressed in Answering Mormons Questions, published by Kriegel. Written by MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, Answering Mormons Questions includes a glossary of Mormon terms and questions for group discussions. Answering Mormons Questions can be ordered online at MRM.org or at your favorite Christian bookstore. Be ready to give an answer. All of us at Mormonism Research Ministry want to thank you for listening to Viewpoint on Mormonism. We are honored to provide effective information that hopefully encourages you to share your Christian faith with friends and loved ones. As with all missionary organizations, the generous support of friends like you is necessary for effective ministry. During this holiday season, would you prayerfully consider a year-end donation to MRM to help give us a much-needed financial boost into the new year? Your tax-deductible gifts are much appreciated and will be used to further our efforts at MRM.